Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Steely Dan bringing us back. That's one of my favorite bands. Welcome back, 7 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. Having a great visit with our good friend Rick Maurer. That's M-A-U-R-E-R. That's his website, too, rickmaurer.com. You can find his books there and all the things that he does. And, folks, he does some pretty cool stuff that you can benefit from, I promise you. So I hope you can check that out. Rick, thanks again for hanging out with us. We're talking about the difference between employee satisfaction and employee engagement. I like to think of it as ownership. I talk to my employees about this, Rick. I say, guys, I want you to own this. I want you, and it's fun to see them taking ownership when you give them that option. But you know what I found? I found that when you say that to them, that's not as intuitive for them as it is for me.
Well, yeah, because you really are the owner, and so if I'm the employee, I go, well, okay, I appreciate that, but what does that mean? Like
exactly,
so it's a great thing to say, and people need to be clear about what do you mean. There's a thing at Nordstrom. It's a classic thing. The employee handbook is one page. It says, use your best judgment at all times. I'm sure they do a little more than that, but the idea is that they hire really well. I mean, they don't just take anybody off the street, but then they expect you to use good judgment. That's a lot of companies would be apoplectic to do that.
Yeah.
But they're behind it. I mean, they really support their people.
And that's because what that means to me is you have the ability to make a decision for this company to lose a transaction in order to save a relationship. That's what it means to me.
Yep.
And that's empowering. That's a very important thing to say to an employee. When I tell my employees I want them to own something, you know what I tell them? I say in this particular part of my business, you own it, and I work for you.
That's good. I like that.
And what I mean by that is, if I'm holding you responsible for pulling this off successfully, but if you need help, then I work for you. You come get me and say, hey, I need help with this, and then I work for you.
Super. That's great. You know, one of the things I was thinking about a job that I had one time. It's been years since I was an employee, but basically, I had a message, this is your project, and do it. Until I made a would make decisions that the boss really didn't like. And it isn't like it was a bad decision. I mean, that, like, hey, your numbers are off kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But it was pretty clear that I started bouncing up against rules that even he didn't know were there.
Mm.
Like, oh, no, we can't do that in blue, or, you know, whatever it might be.
Right.
And so that's the thing that leaders really need to watch out for. If I say it's yours and I work for you, which is a great thing to say, then I got to be willing to suck it up.
This doesn't work in a minefield.
No, it doesn't.
It doesn't work in a minefield. There can't be any gotchas in these relationships.
Yeah. Right.
And the other thing, and I've said this 100 times, maybe 1,000 on the show, Rick. You've got to be able to redeem people. You got to be prepared to redeem them if they make a mistake that they made while doing their best.
Yeah.
And that means you've got to learn how to say, okay, this we messed up. This is what it cost. It wasn't good, but what did we learn?
Yep. Yeah, that's a really hard thing for leaders, and I agree with you. It's critically important.
Yeah, exactly. Rick, I got about a minute left. Last thoughts.
Last thoughts. It's actually a guy named Ed Locke at University of Maryland did studies on why people, this is before we used the word engagement, and he said the biggest thing that motivates people in organizations is clear goals. So you can forget about your incentive plans and motivational speakers and, you know, T-shirts and mugs. Clear goals is the big thing. And when you have clear goals, then you get to that other thing I talked about earlier, whereas now people kind of know what's expected of them. And that doesn't cost you a cent, and that's, you know, and you can do that, and you could start doing that as soon as your show is off the air, because I'm sure they wouldn't want to do it before you're off the air.
Right, exactly. So. Yeah, no, we wouldn't want that. Well, you know, that's exactly right. And that's, I think any manager, any owner who's not getting the performance out of their organization, they should first assume that it's because they haven't done the job that they should do, empowering and explaining and revealing to their employees what they really expect of them.
Yeah, I think that's a great starting point.
Yeah, I think you need to think it's you, folks, not them, at least first. Hey, Rick, give us the website again, please.
Sure thing. It's www.rickmaurer.com.
Thanks for hanging out with us, Rick. We'll see you next time.
Okay, thanks, Jim.
Rick Maurer, ladies and gentlemen. I told you we'd get smarter when Rick joined us. I got to go for this hour. I'm going to take a quick break. I'll be back after the news. But in the meantime, let me remind you that a ship in the harbor is safe. But that's not what ships were made for.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.